Welcome to our new series called Undercover Smooth. Each week, we're going to dive into the Smooth Artist Archives and let you discover some of our favorite Undercover Smooth songs from some of your favorite Smooth artists that you never knew existed. This week, we're featuring the super smooth Shanice.
When I think of Shanice, we have not three songs here. I think I have four or five. I love Shanice. I think that when you think of vocalists in the last 30 years, obviously Whitney and Mariah kind of like jump up at anyone's radar, but Shanice should have been right there. We're going to listen to some Shanice. She has that 5-octave vocal range, and she is fantastic. And from what I could tell, a very sweet and genuine lady. You're going to love her tunes. We're going to do a couple from her Inner Child album from 1991. First one is You Were the One. Inner Child album, written by Shanice, Crystal Wilson, who I believe is her mother, Daryl Duncan, and Kataya Anderson. Of course, some background vocals from all of them as well, and Shanice doing the lead. That 1991 album has some super smooth bangers. I'll tell you that. Inner Child, check it out. Amazing album. Another one from that same album, John, is probably one of my favorites. Now, this one was written by Narada Michael Walden. And this guy, if you don't know who he is, Freeway of Love, Aretha Franklin, Who's Zoomin' Who, some songs with Whitney Houston, a ton of other hits. And according to a producer friend of mine, says Joshua Thompson said he is an incredible musician and songwriter. So this song, I'm Crying, from Shanice's Inner Child album. We'll listen to it, and it struck me that this is kind of round two of another song that Narada Michael Walden wrote. I'll tell you what, I was listening to that 3-4 times earlier today, and I swear to you, goosebumps were on my arm. Not now, because I was probably listening to too much, but goosebumps. Yeah. She has a powerhouse voice.
I was feeling a little Mariah Carey in there.
That was round two, because Narada Michael Walden in 90 wrote I Don't Want to Cry. And I feel like he owned the music. So he says, yeah, you know what? I'm going to make two tunes out of this. Give the first one to Mariah. But this song, I think the marketing people could have done a whole lot more with Shanice because she's had a good career. I think that she could have been through the roof.
Well, you know what, Rob, though? There's still a lot of time. And hopefully with our show and what we're trying to create here, that there's going to be new opportunities for these amazing artists such as Shanice to sort of rebrand themselves and get back out there.
The other vocalists in the last 30 years that I could think of that really hit me like that, and I say, oh, wow. Well, obviously it's Aretha, but she's before that time, but she was still in the 80s. You have Deborah Cox, Karen White, definitely get an Undercover Smooth episode. Regina sure. Bell, Toni Braxton, maybe Jennifer mm-hmm. Hudson. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love Janet. I don't think her vocals, it was really the production that made Janet so great. But love Shanice. Couple of other quick tunes we're gonna bring in there. Oh, I ask my heart how it can be so sure, and it answers me because your heart is pure. I have every expectation that is true, cause my heart won't lie to me, much less to you. But in truth be told, it is you that tell who's producing that song. Hey, John, can you tell based on that who's the producer on that one?
If it's not Babyface, then I probably shouldn't be hosting the show.
Babyface is all on that one. That was from Shanice's 99 self-titled album, Shanice, Fall For You. Really, yeah. Really great tune. I'm going to give a little bonus. From the 1991 Boomerang soundtrack, Don't Want to Lose You. That can easily get lost in the shuffle when you have End of the Road. That album had seven or eight super, super smooth tunes. The last song we're going to play is actually not Shanice's, but it's another smooth legend in Mr. Kenny Loggins. And this is a little bit of a sleeper song that I wasn't so familiar with called Love Will Follow. And that's how we end it. Play a little bit from that tune. We'll go from there. I know you understand. We'll find a special letter. Love will follow. If this was just a chance or make-believe, we would never feel it this way. A little later in the song, a few more seconds. If you come away with me, I can show you ecstasy. Close your eyes and we will lead and love will follow. Take a chance and hold my hand. I know you'll understand. We'll find a special man. Everywhere we go, love will follow. Use your wings and fly away, and come with me today. Tonight we'll lead the way, love will follow.
Wow. Wow.
Outside from the Redwoods, that's a live album. There was two songs that she came on as a guest on that album.
Wow. Wow. That song just got lost because that song should be that song should be just being played all the time right now. Everybody should be listening to that song. That is the definition of a smooth banger.
Yeah.
She goes toe to toe with Kenny Loggins, or maybe Kenny Loggins goes toe to toe with her, but they're just, it's a back and forth smooth battle, the two of them.
Yeah. I think that Kenny Loggins is another guy. Well, we'll jump into him at some point. I think his smooth, undercover smooth might be better than his mainstream smooth.
I would agree. Yeah. But wow. But that song right there. Wow. What a way to finish this episode of Undercover Smooth featuring Shanice. Definitely make sure to leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts, as this helps our show's rankings and find more people like yourself who love the smooth. And as always, stay safe and stay smooth.
We'll see you soon.